Infidelity remains a persistent issue in relationships, with studies suggesting around 20% of men admit to cheating at least once. Dr. Ramirez, what are the primary psychological and social factors that drive men to be unfaithful?
Great question. At its core, infidelity often arises from unmet emotional or physical needs. Some men report feeling emotionally disconnected or underappreciated, prompting them to seek validation elsewhere. Social factors, such as peer influence or prevailing cultural attitudes that normalize cheating, can also play a significant role.
So, would you say it's more about personal dissatisfaction, or does society's portrayal of masculinity contribute as well?
It's truly a blend of both. On one hand, personal dissatisfaction like feeling neglected or trapped fuels vulnerability to temptation. On the other, cultural narratives that equate masculinity with sexual conquest can subconsciously encourage risky behavior, especially in environments where fidelity isn't strongly valued.
That sets a solid foundation. To transition, let's delve deeper into the impact of biological influences. Many evolutionary psychologists argue that biology shapes behaviors, including infidelity. Dr. Ramirez, how do biological factors like hormones or evolutionary drives play into the likelihood of men cheating?
Biologically, some theories suggest men have evolved to maximize reproductive opportunities. Testosterone, for example, is linked to higher sexual desire and risk-taking. While this doesn't excuse cheating, it provides a lens. Some men may experience stronger impulses, especially during periods of heightened hormonal activity.
But if biology plays such a key role, how do we account for men who remain faithful throughout their lives?
Excellent point. Biology sets the stage but doesn't dictate the script. Factors like self-control, personal values, and relationship satisfaction can override basic impulses. In fact, recent research from the University of Michigan found that men who reported high relationship commitment were far less likely to act on these urges.
That brings us to the next layer, relationship dynamics and how they intersect with these biological and psychological factors. We've covered individual and biological influences, but what about the relationship itself? How do patterns of communication or intimacy affect the likelihood of infidelity among men?
Relationship quality is a huge determinant. Poor communication can lead to misunderstandings and unmet needs. When intimacy, both emotional and physical, declines, one partner may feel disconnected or even resentful. This can create a vulnerability to outside attention, especially if someone else offers what's missing at home.
Are there warning signs that couples can look for or strategies to reduce the risk of infidelity?
Definitely. Warning signs include increasing secrecy, withdrawal from shared activities, or unexplained changes in schedule. Preventative strategies focus on open communication, regular check-ins about needs, and actively maintaining intimacy. Couples therapy can also help address deeper issues before they escalate.
With these relationship factors in mind, let's explore how technology and modern dating culture are influencing infidelity today. Digital technology has transformed how people connect, introducing new forms of temptation. Dr. Ramirez, how are apps and social media impacting men's decisions to cheat?
Technology has made infidelity both easier to initiate and harder to detect. Dating apps, private messaging, and even social media likes can blur boundaries. A 2021 Pew Research study found that 22% of men admitted to flirting online outside their relationship, often rationalizing it as harmless.
Does this mean infidelity is more common now, or just more visible? And do shifting societal norms play a part?
It's a bit of both. While technology exposes more opportunities, it also normalizes certain behaviors. Some surveys suggest that younger generations are more accepting of non-monogamous arrangements, which changes the definition of cheating itself. However, the emotional impact of betrayal remains profound, regardless of how it occurs.
To wrap up, what can couples do to safeguard their relationship amid these challenges? As we conclude, many listeners may wonder, is it possible to rebuild trust after infidelity? And what proactive steps can couples take to prevent it in the first place?
Rebuilding trust is challenging, but achievable with commitment from both partners. Transparency, consistent actions over time, and seeking professional help are critical. Preventatively, couples should prioritize honest communication, set clear boundaries, and regularly nurture their emotional connection.
Are there success stories or research that highlight effective recovery from infidelity?
Absolutely. Studies show that couples who engage in therapy and commit to change can emerge stronger. The Gottman Institute reports that 70% of couples who complete infidelity-focused counseling report lasting improvement in relationship satisfaction.
Thank you, Dr. Ramirez, for this comprehensive exploration of why men cheat and how couples can move forward. Your insights have been invaluable.